Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, loves. Welcome. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. Good to be with you on a Tuesday. And, look, I'm not a doctor or anything, but I have airnow.gov, AIRnow.gov. And I've been typing in zip codes all over Western New York. The air quality outside is unhealthy. It is unhealthy. So common sense, even though I don't have MD after my name, perhaps I don't have MD after my name, but if the air quality is unhealthy, logic would say then probably not a good idea to be in the outside air if you've got a choice between the two. So I don't know if I had little kids, if I'd let them play a T-ball game tonight. Don't know if I'd play a softball game tonight. If the air is unhealthy, by definition, wouldn't it be unhealthy to be outside breathing it in? Just a thought. Then the other thought I have is, well, we're calling this air unhealthy and we just legalized weed. Just saying. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Is America on the verge of greatness, or is America on the greased skids heading into the abyss? And why? And when did it begin? And I don't think it began under Ronald Reagan. I don't think it began under Barack Obama. It's something that I've noticed in the last 10 to 15 years, but especially so, it became especially acute during and right after the pandemic. And I'm especially concerned about the lack of a work ethic like you probably grew up with a work ethic. So always looking to score a few dollars. It doesn't seem to be that urgent with people anymore, and I'm not sure why. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And how bad is the smoke, the visibility, and the air quality where you are? Jesse in Hamburg, how much smoke are you smelling?
Well, it's not that bad, and I've been inside all day, so.
Well, I just went outside. I just went outside. I didn't smell. I didn't really smell too much, but my sense of smell is not exactly acute, so.
Neither is mine.
All right.
Not the greatest, though. What I wanted to say, you talk about the future of this country, and that fellow who called from Cheektowaga a while ago, Joe, talked about men not being needed except to fight in a war. And I'm going to have to tell you, Tom, I agree with him, because I think now men have been so emasculated, they tell them they have to pee sitting down, that they can't keep their legs spread open, otherwise they're mansplaining. And women really do browbeat men unless they go along with whatever it is they want to do. And the reason why they're doing that is because, to me, women have been destroyed because of the whole feminist movement in the 1970s. They didn't do anything to free women. I think all they did was enslave women, because they manipulated them emotionally into thinking that somehow if they wanted to stay home, have a family, be a wife, have kids, bake chocolate chip cookies, something was wrong with them. They needed to go out in the corporate world. And then they said that the men that they were with, oh, they were evil and they were mean and they were ogres and all this other nonsense. And so the future of humanity, without men, you're not going to have one.
Very interesting. Very interesting. But I wonder if the expectations of men, I don't even know anymore what the expectations of men are with, in particular, younger women.
Well, I think the younger women that I'm aware of, I think that the expectations of men is that they just put a collar around the man's neck and he says, yes, whatever you want, how high do I need to jump, I'll jump. And I don't think that men are anything like they were decades ago, and I think it's because of the women, because women aren't anything like they were decades ago. They're insulted if a man opens a door for them. I'm not. I don't feel like I'm, oh, I can do it myself. Well, of course I can do it myself. But that's one of the few things that women can do with themselves, because if you look at all the jobs out there, now, how many decades has it been since feminism was happening really in earnest? It was the 70s. I don't see many women climbing poles to put up electrical wires. I don't see them digging ditches. I don't see them as plumbers. I don't see them as iron workers. I don't see them in any of those roles because the women don't really want to do that stuff.
I don't know. I've seen women flying A-10 Warthogs.
Right, but that's one of the few things. How many of them really want to get dirty? I don't know too many women that really want to get dirty.
I think it depends.
They like being
I think it depends on the woman. I've seen women doing road work, no big deal.
Well, the women I see are just holding the flag. They're not down in the hole.
Oh, I've seen them driving heavy equipment. I do see them holding the flag as well, but I see guys holding the flag as well. Interesting. So of every behavior or idiosyncrasy that you just described, which have you seen on a regular basis? Have you actually seen a man told to cross his legs because he might be showing the outline of his tinkle bell?
Oh, well, I don't even know if that's the reason why they want him to do that. I think it's more because you'll see it in articles like on the subway or a bus. They want them to close their legs because they're taking up too much room. And I think that, there's that movement, Men Going Their Own Way. That's the name of this movement of men who've just had it trying to please today's woman. And so they've decided just to go their own way because, if a man used to whistle at a woman, when I was young, I liked that because I was a good-looking woman when I was young, and it was nice to look good and have men notice that I look good. Now, if a man whistles at a woman will say, oh, my God, I'm being assaulted. He's raping me with his eyes and all this other nonsense. And why do women dress? They don't dress for other women. They dress for men, period.
Wow. A woman of many opinions. We'll see what other people have to say about your analysis of the situation that men have been emasculated and that women have been sold a bill of goods that really isn't womanly.
Thank you for taking my call.
All right. Thank you, Jesse. Interesting stuff. Like I said, we've been all over the board today. Air quality is bad. Air quality is unhealthy outside, all over Western New York. I mean, I'm looking at the map. We're all in red because of this smoke from the Canadian wildfires. So blame Canada. Here is Becky in Cheektowaga. Becky, how much smoke are you smelling? I was just outside. I didn't really pick up any. But again, I'm not the best person. I don't exactly have a good nose.
Well, I work in Clarence, and I live in Cheektowaga. Now, I'm in Cheektowaga, and it's not too bad here. But out in Clarence, especially if you head north to the north country, it's a very thick blue haze, so much so that it actually bothered my asthma. And I haven't had a problem with my asthma in a couple of years. So it's getting very thick out there and getting thicker. Daycares have been told to keep their kids inside. Schools, there's a school that walks kids to an ice cream parlor and that they told them they can't do that tomorrow. And they're advising children to stay indoors. So it's pretty bad out going towards Clarence, Lockport, very thick out there.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice, and actually I can kind of feel it in mine. I didn't put two and two together until the air quality thing came out, and then I realized, oh, now I get it. So apparently I'm not smelling it, but it's having an effect.
My voice has been, crackly for the past couple of days, and I didn't know why until, I realized what was going on today.
All right. Anybody in Clarence want to back this lady up? 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. What else is on your mind?
Well, as far as the country, I read something today that really angered me and made me think about something. First of all, this country is just financially going downhill. It no longer takes care of its own people and doesn't really care about us. But I read something today on my community site where somebody was asking if they could use their SNAP benefit card to get into the zoo and the museum. Now, the SNAP benefit cards are food stamps to help you feed your family. They're supplemental. And now I'm learning they can be used for entertainment. And I'm working and I'm paying for this stuff. I'm sorry. I've been working since I was 14 years old. I'm now 67. I've been paying into the system and doing my taxes and the whole thing. I have cancer now. There's no freebies for me. Medicare is horrible. I am working and I will work till I die because of the health insurance. Medicare is too darn expensive. My health insurance through work covers everything. And with Medicare, there's things that wouldn't be covered. And even if they were covered, they're just, it's like $1,200 a month for one medication. Who can afford that? So I'm thinking, you know, now Hochul wants to, what is it, $1 billion she's setting aside for illegal immigrants? If we have $1 billion for people who have not worked here or lived here or pay taxes here, why don't we have $1 billion to give senior citizens who work their whole darn lives free health care? Why are these people, when you go for social services, the welfare system, you're told you have to go look for a job? But I'm telling you, there are people who have been on this system for 10, 15, 20 years. They don't have to go look for a job. And I had to take a friend down there one day, and I'm telling you, I was so angry when I saw this woman get out of her Cadillac. She had a Michael Kors purse, her nails done. She had on Calvin Klein shoes. She walked in to recertify. Now, why in the world is that woman not working? Why are we paying our hard-earned money for people who are not going to ever get off their butts and go to work? Why are we paying our hard-earned money for people now to go do entertainment with their food stamp money?
Yeah, I thought that the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program was to help people put healthy food on the table. I was unaware that it got admission into cultural venues.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. There's Becky. A lot of people, we're talking about the future of America and what's ailing America, and the opinions are running the gamut. You know the expression you haven't heard in a long time? I think it was last used on October 15th, 1988. Welfare queen. You don't hear that anymore. How smoky is it where you are? Now, that's one of the things I have to ask you about. Are you smelling it? How bad is it? And is anybody getting sick yet from the bad air quality? I'd have to believe that those of you with severe asthma are really, really feeling this. I mean, it's unhealthy air. It literally shows as unhealthy right now. Which often happens here the day after Dingus Day at the radio station. Let's go to Marcus in Middleport. Marcus, first things first, do you smell any smoke? You seeing some funky colors in the sky?
Yeah, I don't smell too much smoke, but I see the skies change a bit.
Yeah, I mean, the sunsets have been stunning, but every time we have a stunning sunset, there's a reason for that. Generally not good.
I hear that. I hear that, sir. As far as this country's concerned, I think this country it was going down for a while, but I think it started around the 70s. When our President Nixon took us off the gold standard and stuff, our money started getting a little wonky, and it straightened out for a while. But I talked to you before about that during the 1980s, when President Reagan, especially the second term, when we intentionally deindustrialized this country, we even subsidized American companies to move overseas. And first we went to Mexico, and that didn't work out. Then we tried to go to Central America. We were there for a while. Then South America was no good at all. Then we went to China. We take the money, the jobs, the gravy at the mouths of American people and hand it to a nation who's diametrically opposed to us, who killed literally probably over 100,000 of our troops, Korea and Vietnam. And I've never heard a nation reward another nation who's against them and take from their own people. And like I told you before, I was in the service for 12 years in the Air Force. I went to different bases and overseas a couple of times. Parts of our country, we got total economic dead zones. Because I remember back in the early 80s, they were fine. But all of a sudden, everything started being moved out.
You see that when you drive across the state on the state thruway. But bringing it to 2023, My concern would be, let's just say that magically all of those industrial places came back. I wonder if they would be able to find people who would actually take the jobs. And I have to ask that. I have to wonder that because we have a hard time getting people to sign up to take the exam to be professional firefighters and police officers, both of which are well-paying jobs with good benefits, and they're practically begging people to take the tests.
I see it. Well, we lost our work effort. We have parents that refuse to be parents or don't know how to be parents or don't care to be parents. We got parents who are trying to compete with their children. And you see that, too. I mean, you know, we all get old. We're not 20 forever, so why are we competing with an 18-year-old for? Stuff like this. And also, what is this? We're cutting down our academic standards. When I went to school in the mid-'80s and stuff, we were, even when it wasn't required, we were encouraged to take the Regents, SAT, LSAT, ACT. Now it's optional. The child don't have to learn anything. We're all rewarded for mediocrity, and other countries are not waiting for us. They're not waiting for one moment.
No, you are absolutely correct. I brought up the point earlier that there's a reason many of the doctors have very foreign-sounding Muslim and Indian names, because there has been a tradition of academic excellence in Muslim areas of the world as well as India. And, instead of complaining about the fact that I can't pronounce my doctor's name, maybe crack down a little bit more on the sciences. Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. One more thing, sir.
I got to go. I mean, I put you on hold, pick you up after the news break, but I'm a prisoner of the clock, sir.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So, I guess these guys put on a pretty good show, huh? That's what I hear. It's like a legendary concert. Another one I missed, Art Park. It is Bowerly. A couple of things here before we get down to what we're talking about on WBEN. The fireboat Cotter that serves our community and has done so for well over a century needs your help. Please join WBEN in supporting Cotterfest Sunday, June 25th, 1 until 5 at Riverworks. Enjoy a buffalo buffet, beer, wine, and great music from South City Band. And get your tickets today by clicking Cotterfest at WBEN.com. Also, head to the contest page at WBEN.com. Register for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Brian Regan at the Buffalo State Performing Arts Center on November 3rd, 2023, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets are on sale now at buffalostatepac.org. And there's still time to grab your tickets to see Dave Matthews Band at Darien Lake Amphitheater on June 14th. Tickets are on sale at livenation.com. Also on June 14th on this program, Billy Bob Thornton will join us. The actor and the musician, actually, the singer from the Boxmasters. And he'll be here at at 2:05 on June 14th, Billy Bob Thornton and his buddy JD, the guitar player for the Boxmasters. Let's get back to the calls before we do. A couple of things. We've been talking about, is America heading in the right direction? And I've also been asking you, are you smelling smoke? And those of you with asthma, with the air quality being literally unhealthy all over Western New York, are you having special kinds of problems today? And I just touched base with some doctors at some local hospitals, and they have seen an influx of people with asthma at the various ICUs across Western New York. So somebody is particularly susceptible to bad air quality. This is not a good time. And don't go outside. I hate saying that because I don't want to be, oh, he's a fear monger. But I'm seeing it in black and white on the website I mentioned earlier, and the air quality is literally unhealthy. Unfortunately, none of my doctor buddies are able to come on the show. They're all busy being doctors. Go figure. Back to the calls on WBEN. Mary in, did we have a... Yeah, okay, we didn't have anybody to clear out from last hour. Okay. Here is, because sometimes our phones do some funky things, especially today. We've lost a lot of calls, I think, and it might be the smoke. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Mary, Buffalo, you're on WBEN. First of all, smoke by you, visibility by you. What are you seeing? What are you smelling?
I'm just seeing a bunch of haze, not really smelling anything yet, but the reason I'm calling is because you're talking about the air quality, people staying inside. People also need to be thinking about their pets running around outside. They might want to keep them in tomorrow to, you know, with their little lungs and their little respiratory systems. Might be a good reminder for people to watch their pets tomorrow.
Well, perhaps I should get veterinarian Dr. Helen Sweeney on to talk to us about that. Dr. Helen, if you're listening, you know the number. You can certainly call in. We'll try to. I'm actually going to take the deer outside the house and see if I can't corral them into the living room. Think that's a good idea? Maybe
that's
skunk?
That's a great idea.
The porcupine? Everything else? No, I'm not trying to make light of what you're saying. I mean, obviously, our domestic pets are our buddies and our pals, and it's got to be tough for them, too. But on the other hand, there have been wildfires for millennia on this earth, and somehow people and things and animals are able to survive it. But why put yourself at an unnecessary risk?
Exactly. So that was all I wanted to say.
Oh, well, thank you very much. What a kind, considerate person you are. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And by the way, I'm not really going to try to corral the deer from the yard into the house. First of all, I don't have room in my house for all the deer that stop by every night. It's gotten a little bit ridiculous. There's this giant doe crossing the street last night. I couldn't believe it. Thing was massive. Maybe it was a moose. Let's go to, I'm waiting for the time moose come into Western New York. Why not? It's going to happen, Josh. Not in my lifetime, but you're probably going to see it. Here is, you don't want to hit one of those, tell you that much. Doug in Albion, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom. Hey, I work down around Scottsville, Mumford, Caledonia area. And the further south and east you go, the worse it is. It was so bad today, it made your eyes burn. And I work in a factory environment with air makeups that bring a lot of air in for air turnover. And it just smelled like, it smelled like a forest fire. And your eyes burnt, your throat was sore. People that had problems had to leave work. And that's what's heading our way for tomorrow.
That does not surprise me at all. And some of the areas that I'm looking at on the map are worse than we are. They're already like in the purples.
Yeah, it was really bad. I mean, I don't have any respiratory problems, but it bothered me today.
So this is really interesting. You are to the east of the Buffalo area, to the east. And it was so bad, your eyes were stinging. How many people went home because they're having respiratory issues?
I knew of four that went home.
Oh!
And just on my drive home, which I live 37 miles away from there, and I, you know, Albion's north and west of there, as I'm driving up to the north, it was nothing. By the time I got home, you didn't smell it, and it's not anywhere like it is down there. Down there, it's like the fire's right there. I mean, it's so smoky. The visibility is really bad.
Yeah, I mean, Tim Wenger sent me a text earlier saying it was downright eerie where he was, yeah, and he could smell the smoke. Like outside, I mean, we've got kind of a stiff, you know, a good old Western New York breeze going on outside the radio station. Went downstairs about an hour ago. I couldn't really smell it, but I don't have the most sensitive nose in the world, unless it's somebody with a really rancid beer fart on a airless summer night in a tent.
Well, you couldn't even see the sun. It was so smoky that you couldn't even see the outline of the sun. I mean, it was like a cloudy day.
Wow.
And it was bad.
And you remember last week there wasn't a cloud in the sky for several days. It was beautiful. Actually got some color on me.
Yep. Oh, and America. Yes. Real quick, I'll give you something on America. If a book's always being written called America, and there's been many chapters written since the beginning of America, and the chapter we're writing right now, I would entitle "The Hippies Won, But America Lost."
Explain yourself.
Because the Cultural Revolution of the late '60s, early '70s, the tune out, turn on, it was, you know, drop out, the whole thing, the whole mantra, the hippies, the communism, the communes that they believed in, they embraced communism. They actually carried the little book in their pocket. They're the people in power now. They're the people in their 60s and 70s that are running this country. And everything that they wanted, if you look at all those protest signs from the late 60s on the college campuses, everything that's on those protest signs we're doing now.
Very interesting. But, okay, on the anniversary of D-Day, let me make a point that I have made before, not today, but previous shows. Don't you find it a little bit ironic that the so-called greatest generation is the generation that gave birth to the hippies?
Yeah, because they had a very hard life. They had a very hard life, so they didn't want their kids to have as hard a life. And it's just, and then the baby boom was even worse, and they gave birth to the millennials. I have a saying on my office door, and it's something I found, and it was just so, and I'm not, I don't mean to offend any women because it just uses the word men, but it says, strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. Weak men create bad times. Bad times create strong men.
I think there is absolute validity to that. I would also include women in that because...
Oh, that's what I said. I just said men.
I know, man. You weren't trying to be... I get it. But I will tell you that I think pound for pound, women in so many ways are stronger than men. I think they're stronger physically.
Oh, today they're stronger.
I think they're stronger emotionally. When I say physically, dude, could you ever give birth?
Well, no, I mean, and what that one lady was saying a couple of callers ago, I totally agree with her. I remember back in like 1979 when I was graduating high school, and I remember I was always taught to hold the door open for a lady.
Right.
And I'm holding the door open, and this woman looks at me, she said, I don't need you to do that for me.
Wow.
And it's like, okay, so I left the door go and hit her in the face. You know, but that's the last time I held the door open for a woman.
Okay, number one.
It just made me feel like, okay, why bother trying?
Okay, number one, I got to tell you, I hold the door open for anybody. If somebody's behind me, I'm going to hold the door open for them. Have never had a woman say, I can do it myself. I always, 98% of the time, get a thank you. It's just the way I was brought up. If I'm going out with some beautiful babe, I'm going to hold the door open for her.
Oh, I agree. But in general, it was the era of militant feminism. You know, by the late 70s, it really took hold in the young women with, I think, some coaching from their mothers, or even if it wasn't from their mothers, it was just the culture at the time. Again, the Cultural Revolution. It changed women forever. And I always argued with my mom about it. It's gone. You know, I always argued with my mom about the changes that occurred. And my mother always brought the point. She said, Doug, she said, look, she said, back in my mother's generation, my mom's 82, but in her mother's generation, if you didn't marry well, you were stuck. And her mother, she never felt her father was a very good man. He was a tough man. He was an old German, very harsh, very tough, not very loving. But that was the Germans.
I'm sorry, I don't remember you growing up in my house. Were you actually there?
so So she always viewed that, and you know, women didn't have the education, they didn't have job experience, they were saddled with a lot of children generally. They had no options. And she always believed that at least women have options today. They're not stuck tied to a man for their existence. And I agree with that, but it's kind of funny. In the last 10 years when I talked to her about this, she says, yes, but it's gone too far.
Interesting. Well, just remember one thing. The rabbit cannot shovel your driveway.
Yeah.
I appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tom.
All right. I've been waiting to use that line for a while. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Every caller today has been super cool. I mean, even the ones that, you know, I didn't necessarily agree with. I mean, everybody's been really cool. I mean, just a wide range of opinions. And do I agree with all of them? No, I don't. Do I disagree with all of them? No, I don't. But it's really, really interesting to see where your head happens to be on this issue. Really quickly, again, if you go to a website, actually, I sent this to Tim Wenger, so he had access to it. He probably already knew about it, but airnow.gov, that's AIRnow.gov, airnow.gov. You can type in your zip code, and you can also look at a map showing where the really, really bad air is. Right now, I tell you, Western New York, the air is literally unhealthy. And the ICUs at some of the local hospital have seen a marked increase in the number of asthmatics coming in for treatment. Not to be confused with Wendy O. Williams and the plasmatics, totally different thing, but asthmatics. And I've got a slight touch of it, but not a severe case. Like I told you, when my bronchial tubes are irritated, you hear it in my throat. And I was wondering, Josh, what was going on today? Like, why this isn't, it's not the pollen, it's the smoke. But we do have an air quality alert. It goes into effect at midnight, and it's going to be all day tomorrow through midnight Wednesday night. However, I got to tell you, the air quality already shows as unhealthy. And you heard the guy who works to the east. What is he? Stafford, I think you said. The caller himself had a stinging in his eyes all day, and four of his coworkers went home with respiratory symptoms. And if you've ever cooked on a grill, and who hasn't, you know that feeling in your eyes when smoke gets in your eyes? Probably very similar to that. So, you know, you got to watch yourself. And it's certainly not something to joke about. Let's go to Tom in Lackawanna on WBEN. Tom, you are on. Hello.
That was the platters, wasn't it, Tom? Smoke gets in you anyway.
You know what? That I never quite got into the 50s except Buddy Holly, Bill Haley, Chuck Berry, and a few other people. Richie Valens, too. Anyway, what's on your mind, sir?
Anyway, nothing here in the good old Lackawanna. That I just came in from a walk less than an hour ago, and nothing. I have chronic bronchitis, but, you know, it's touch and go. There's nothing I have. I'm in remission with it right now. It comes and goes, nothing I noticed here.
Well, very, very interesting. Of course, in the old days of Lackawanna, you wouldn't have been able to tell the difference.
But those days, I knew people that worked at the good old steel plant, and a lot of, most of them are gone now. But anyway, speaking of that, I told the screener there with your thing about what your main subject here. To me, history's repeating itself. The 70s, I got 6 years on you, Tom. 7 years, pretty much. Watergate, the political scandal, the gas, the rationing, the inflation. I mean, 50 years later, this is all coming back around again. It's history repeats.
Well, I mean, we're not rationing gas. We do have inflation, but we're not rationing gas at this point. We're not doing the even number, odd number. Don't know what they do with the vanity plates on that, by the way. Consonant, vowel.
Yeah, right. But look at the price of gas compared to what it was 50 years ago. Okay, so it kind of goes on the same power as rationing gas. It's not as bad, but, you know, look at the price of gas. I don't own a vehicle. I can't afford it. I'm on Social Security. Oh. I mean, you know, I get the senior van. I do my share of walking, not out of choice, but I feel it keeps me somewhat in shape.
Probably. It probably does. Walking is a great exercise. And, yes, it was the platters, by the way, just...
Yeah, there you go. Not a choice. I was in Tim Hortons one day, and good old Timmy Hose, and a woman came up to me and goes, I give you a lot of credit. I said, I'd rather have cash. She laughed, but she goes, I see you walking all the kinds of weather. I said, you know what, love? I'm just glad I'm able to do it.
Okay. Now, you are aware that that lady may have been hitting on you.
I doubt it. I kind of hope that, too. But I did say, you know, if you're heading the same way sometime, you can give me a ride. But it never happened. So,
okay, that's not the right comeback to that. The right comeback would have been, sir, you need to learn some better chops. The right comeback to that would have been, wow, thank you so much for noticing. And by the looks of you, you do a lot of walking, too. Would you be interested in walking someday with me?
She had a car, and I kind of realized that at the time. So
doesn't matter. It doesn't.
Yeah, doesn't.
A woman says, "I give you a lot of credit." That's you gotta pick up on the signals, man. You gotta adjust your chick dar a little bit.
This was a few years back. I'm 66 now, but this was probably 4 or 5 years back. So
Hey, we still had Viagra back then. It's okay. Thank you. I'm out of time, sir. I thank you kindly for the call. All right, loves, we are out of time for today. I suspect tomorrow, and by the way, thanks again for all the calls. Seriously, I had no idea there was such a wide range of opinions out there, and honestly, I don't know which ones are right. I don't know which ones are right, but a lot to chew on. I think tomorrow, I don't know that we're going to do a whole show on air quality, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be something that comes into the mix quite a bit. Dedicate today's show in deepest appreciation for those who were involved in, gave their lives, and their youth during D-Day, this date, 1944. From me to you, on behalf of everybody listening, thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.